Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare to local theaters. What if the Beatles never existed, but you knew all their songs? That's the high concept behind the comic romantic fantasy Yesterday. Himesh Patel plays a wannabe singer who, mystically, is the only person who remembers the songs of the Fab Four and becomes an overnight sensation. An appealing cast, sharp direction, and great music help overcome some of the story's cornier elements. As for me, I believe in Yesterday. And speaking of high concept, how about retelling Hamlet from Ophelia's point of view? That's the feminist approach to the involving drama Ophelia. Daisy Ridley plays the tragic heroine who was smarter and more resourceful than Shakespeare would ever have envisioned. Some elements of this revision are downright silly and will no doubt outrage Shakespearean purists. Still, Ophelia is an interesting experiment in fan fiction conjecture. Annabelle Comes Home is the eighth film in the Conjuring horror franchise. This time out, an unsuspecting teen releases the demonically possessed doll from its case, and evil spirits begin to wreak havoc. It plays like a compendium of horror cliches. Annabelle Comes Home is a little too subdued for its own good, but Conjuring fans should like it. The Last Black Man in San Francisco won a special jury prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival. This critical darling focuses on class struggles and gentrification as a young man tries to save the Victorian house built by his grandfather. Jimmy Fails plays himself in an adaptation of his own story. This arty, slowly paced film requires patient viewing, but has occasional flashes of brilliance. Also opening this week, The Last Whistle is a drama about a controversial high school coach's reaction to the death of one of his football players after an intense practice. And The Other Side of Heaven 2, Fire of Faith, is a faith-based Mormon sequel. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.